Hi everybody, how are you all? Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to my podcast. Well, right now I'm reading an article from Time Magazine. It's April 16, 1984 issue of Time Magazine. The subject is Computers, the Wizard Inside the Machines. Cover story: Software is the magic carpet to the future. Simple Simon met a pieman going to the fair. Says Simple Simon to the pieman, "Let me test your ware." "Hardware or software?" the child of today's computer age might ask. His world is divided into two parts: hardware, the machinery that makes up a computer, and software, the programs of instructions that tell computers what to do. And while the hardware is visible and tangible, the child knows that software is the soul of the machine. Without software, a computer is little more than a hunk of plastic and silicon that might as well be used as a doorstop. A computer without software is like a car without gasoline, a camera without film, a stereo without records. This year, Americans will spend an estimated $65 billion on computers of all kinds. They will lay down an additional $16.2 billion for the software that makes the machines do their magic. Until a few years ago, software was used almost exclusively to operate the big, impersonal mainframe computers, which were isolated in air-conditioned rooms behind glass partitions. The software for these giant machines is still in place, keeping track of long-distance telephone calls, calculating interest on bank accounts, and sending out fundraising letters for presidential candidates. But the rapid spread of personal computers has put software directly into people's hands. In fact, savvy specialists tell computer buyers first to find the software they want to use, and only then to buy the machine that runs the software. Today, computer buffs are using software in more innovative ways. In addition to doing such mundane tasks as sorting, cataloging, and calculating, a host of new programs are helping make people's lives easier. Thank you.